Welcome back to A Better Love with Dr. Greg. I'm your host, Dr. Greg, and I just want to give a very special thank you on this last episode of 2022 for our show to our special guests who have come on in season two and really helped us reshape the narrative about love and healthy love and how it shows up in lots of different places, not only our dating and our marriages, but also in the way we define love and thriving in the first place. All of these conversations add up to an impact, I hope, in your life and your ability to see love in new ways, to show up for yourself and for the people that you love in the ways that are consistent with your values. Our first guest in season two had to be Dr. Nazanin Mohaly, who by having me on her podcast and encouraging me from the very beginning has given me the confidence to continue to do this podcast and to do the show and to do this project. So thank you, Dr. Nazanin, for your continued friendship and coming on the show. I know there are more conversations to be had in 2023. Look forward to those conversations. Melissa Dumas, who's a licensed provider here in LA, does great couples therapy work, came on the show to help me start talking about spirituality for the first time and how that shows up in our love, our core beliefs. And then I was able to carry on that conversation with Bruna Nassif, who came on the show several times. And Ginger Dean, thank you for coming on to set the record straight about what some healthy relationship standards are when we're dating. And regardless of whether we're a single man or a single woman out there, that we shouldn't be settling for anything other than, I don't know, 80% of what we are looking for in a great match. Mariana Moreno, thank you for coming on to our show. Now, what a delight it has been to know Mariana. As soon as I saw one of Mariana's videos on TikTok, I knew that she was going to go from 5,000 to many, many thousands soon. Jacqueline Hurst, what can I say, Jacqueline? I now know that we have similar struggles both in London and here in LA. Courtney Pong, my good friend for many years. Thanks so much for joining me from Boston to talk about comedy and improvisation. You are hilarious. The work you're doing is amazing. Dr. Chris Marsh, listen, I wrote an article in Psychology Today about your book and what it has to teach this rise of single lonely men. And I hope that they publish that article soon. They've been sitting on it, so I'm working on it. And Alyssa Fletcher, thank you so much for not only giving me the gift of yoga in my real life here in Venice Beach, but also coming on the show and talking to us a little bit about your journey and what we can derive from our practice of yoga if we do it consistently. And beyond our guests who have shaped this conversation over the last year, I want to thank my interns, Karina Deal, Radhika Patel, and Bella Bertolami. Thank you each for your contribution to this project. You helped sustain us through the summer and the fall. And Karina and Radhika made a ton of content that's reached thousands and thousands of people and will continue to reach people in perpetuity as long as the content exists on our platform. From North Carolina to LA to Boston, we got folks who are invested in a fierce love, and I thank you for your volunteerism. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart again to all of our sponsors on patreon.com/abetterloveproject for your commitment to this love project. And if you haven't already donated, if you can become a sponsor at the $1,000 a year level, $100 a month, $1,000 for the whole year, please go to patreon.com/abetterloveproject right now and consider being generous and supporting sponsoring our show. We're going to continue to change lives. We're going to continue to support people in live events through challenging times in their lives. We're going to continue to champion healthy relationship standards, not only raise the bar, but also provide the skills for people who think that bar is high to actually realize they can get very close to masterful if they show up consistently and learn and practice very concrete communication skills and strategies. If you haven't already subscribed to our show, our project here on YouTube, make sure you do it right now. Thank you so much to each and every one of my listeners and viewers and supporters. Thank you so much for your attention, which is priceless. From my heart to yours, love each other fiercely. We'll see you in the new year. Peace.